A coalition of teachers and their supporters marched through downtown Seattle last night to the headquarters of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, a national organization that calls itself the Badass Teachers Association, or BAT, was protesting the foundation's education reform efforts.
Gates out! Teachers in!
The Gates Foundation has brought huge change to the U.S. education system through its funding of everything from charter schools to the new Common Core state standards. Many teachers oppose those reforms and say the Gates agenda is tone-deaf to the changes really needed in American schools. Marching teachers chanted, 1, 2, 3, 4, kids are not a test score, and billions of dreams, not billionaire schemes. The Seattle Teachers Union supported the march. Linda Myrick teaches fourth grade at Somerset Elementary School in Bellevue. She called the Common Core a straitjacket.
These standards are squelching creativity in our students and in our teacher. They're squelching joy of our students. They're leading to teaching to the test. They're leading to inappropriate academic environments for young children and special ed children.
Speaking ahead of the rally, Gates Foundation Director of Education Vicki Phillips said she was looking forward to reading the letters the teachers plan to deliver to foundation officials. Phillips said the foundation has actually been working closely with groups of teachers recently to see what it can improve.
We've shifted some of our strategy as a result. We've shifted some of the sort of tools and supports. In fact, we've been co-designing a lot of those things based on both with teachers and based on what teachers tell us.
Phillips recently urged states and districts to delay using results of the upcoming Common Core test to make high-stakes decisions about teachers and students until teachers have gotten used to using the new standards. Many teachers say the warning comes too late to change the way they and their students are evaluated. They say those systems are already in place. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.